gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking with two really cool guys, the editor-in-chief and CEO of Total Car Score, and we're going to be naming the top 10 best American cars. That's right, to celebrate the 4th of July and Independence Day, we're going to be doing that, and a little later on in this hour, the Great Race, a vintage rally-type race, which kicked off in Traverse City a little over a week ago, is nearing its completion. Matter of fact, it may be completely done by now. I'm unclear whether it is going to be ending today or tomorrow, but we'll find out from the man who owns the race, and he also owns CokerTire.com. He's a very enthusiastic and true blue car guy, Mr. Corky Coker. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here it is, the telephone number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We're going to keep it out here for just 5 to 10 more minutes, tops. We want to know who made the vehicle known as the Roadrunner. I can't believe that no one has got this right yet, but believe it or not, no one has. So whoever comes up with the answer to this, we've got a special prize package waiting for you from the folks at washdrops.com. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth veteran automotive journalist and the man behind TotalCarScore.com. He's both the CEO and the editor-in-chief, Carl Brower. Welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing there, Carl?
Oh, I'm doing great. Good to be on with you, Bob.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this list that you've put together, the top 10 best American cars. Certainly great timing on it, but one thing we should really take a couple of minutes to talk about is the way the American cars, and when we talk American cars, we're thinking of the traditional big three, Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors, even though, you know, there's some a little bit of confusion these days as to what is an American car and what isn't an American car. Those are the ones that most of us consider to be the big three, but certainly quality-wise, for those of our listeners joining us right now who haven't been inside an American car in quite some time, they're going to be pleasantly surprised because, you know, the quality gaps that used to be so evident not that long ago and some of the technological gaps have been totally and completely obliterated by these American car companies in recent times.
It's true, and people really, if they haven't, like you said, been in one recently, they owe themselves an opportunity to at least go give the cars a close look at the dealer and hopefully a test drive as well. I think they'll be very pleasantly surprised.
What do you think that's caused this shift? Is it just simply the market has become so tough, and also consumers have become so tough that they demand higher quality, they demand cutting-edge features and good styling? What are some of the things that have prompted the American car companies to really step it up?
Well, I think those are two of the big ones, Bob. These manufacturers know that they can't even compete unless they can enter the playing field with something that's on par with the cars coming from the countries, you know, from the companies outside the U.S. And I also think that, you know, as painful as the last few years were for the American car industry, I think that it really did kind of put them in a laser focus. And, you know, they decided that it was kind of time to, you know, either compete or quit and go home. And they decided they all wanted to compete. And I think that that's really put a lot of focus on making the best possible products at the best possible price, being efficient, you know, cutting out whatever fat they could and cutting out the models that just weren't that good and making sure what was left was really the cream of the crop.
Well, let's see if we can start rolling down the cream of the crop here, the top 10 best American cars. But first, let's go to Decatur, Illinois, I believe, and our first caller, Matt, once again. It's William. William, thanks for calling in this hour of Auto World. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us here. Say hello to Carl Brower.
Hello, Carl.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Let's see if we can solve this trivia riddle. It's been out there for a little bit, and folks have been all over the place with it. Who made the Roadrunner?
I believe it was Plymouth Motor Company.
You are 100% correct. Matt is going to send you out a cool prize package chock full of goodies from the good folks at washdrops.com. But let me ask you about your favorite new vehicle and your favorite classic car vehicle. What would that be?
My favorite new one is the Dodge Challenger. And my favorite classic is the old 65, 66 Mustangs.
A man with exquisite taste here, Carl.
I don't know, classic taste, anyway.
Yeah, this explains why he knows who made the Roadrunner. Yeah, you got to figure that out.
Definitely. I love the Challenger as well. Well, hang on for Matt, and please don't be a stranger. Call us again.
I will. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much. Let's run down the list here, kind of David Letterman style. Beginning with number 10, which vehicle took the honor as being the winner in the number 10 slot?
We had the Chrysler 300 SRT8, which is, you know, of course, their tuner high-performance version of the car, and a fabulously capable car it is.
It definitely is, with a great power plant, great suspension tuning, and, you know, cool seats, the whole nine yards, a great value for the money when you compare it to some of the performance vehicles from the European brands, and definitely something we should encourage folks to check out if they're lucky enough to be shopping in that particular price range. Number 9 goes to a Cadillac. Which particular Cadillac?
Yeah, it's the first of three. There's three on the list. It's the first one, if you're going from 10 down, the SRX, number 9. And really just, again, another car that's been around for a while, but this one kind of finalized itself in 2012 with an exceptional engine, and now it's a complete package from top to bottom.
Number 8 on the list belongs to the Ford Taurus show. This is the high-performance show, which was originally introduced back in the 80s and then went away for a while. They brought it back, and boy, this latest show with its fabulous 3.5-liter twin-turbocharged power plant delivers power and good fuel economy and lots of goodies.
Yeah, it does. You know, the EcoBoost engine in there, the 3.5-liter, very powerful, capable engine, and that still gives you some decent mileage as well. And, yeah, it's also a very comfortable and capable car when it comes to handling. I think people would be surprised by it.
Definitely. Number 3 on number 7, rather, on the list. I slipped with the word 3 because it has the word 3 in it. It's the regular Chrysler 300 with a total car score of 83.29. And again, this vehicle has aged so well, but they've updated it, you know, constantly. You can get it with an 8-speed automatic transmission with a V6. You can get the Hemi V8. And there's no other way to say it. This is a good car.
Yeah, you can get all-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive. You know, you get pretty good mileage even with the V8, and you get 31 highway with the V6. So it's this big, comfortable, classy car and a wide range of drivetrains and capabilities if you want it.
Let's talk about the number 6 vehicle on the list as we run them down from 10 to 1. This is the high-performance Cadillac in the CTS lineup. It's the CTS-V, and the cool thing about this, you can get it in three different styles.
Yeah, I know. The fact that there's a sedan and a coupe would be enough for most car companies, and they call it a day at that, but Cadillac goes ahead and puts it out in the wagon version of the CTS too.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about the CTS-V, and then we're going to roll down from 5 to 1. Any guesses out there? What do you think is going to be number 1? This is Auto World.
Hear that? Oh.
That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Here's another brand that's gone away in addition to Plymouth. Welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Carl Brower from TotalCarScore.com. And if you haven't heard about Total Car Score, TotalCarScore.com is the official website. It's a really clever idea that Carl and his team came up with. Carl is editor-in-chief as well as CEO. And tell us a little bit about why you decided to do this site, and a little bit about the methodology that you use and the methodology that makes up this top 10 American best American car list.
Sure, Bob. Well, it was a really basic idea that's been done in several other areas like movies and games, where you just take the ratings from a large kind of cross-stitch of authoritative sites, and you, if they aren't already in some kind of 1 to 10 or 100, 1 to 100 format, you convert them to that. And then you combine them all, average them across as many sources as you can get that are truly authoritative sources. And you end up with kind of an industry assessment in a single number. So you don't know, you're not looking at just what this person or this site or that site thinks of a car. You're looking at what the industry as a whole thinks of the car. And that's what we decided to do with Total Car Scores, to just find the most authoritative sites, convert their scoring and rating system into a simple percentage, and average those across however many we could get for each car. And now you've got an industry assessment in one location. And the site, Total Car Score, does provide links back to all the original places, so that if you're wondering, you know, how the score got there and what the original score was, or what they thought of it, you can go back very easily and look at it.
Excellent. We're running down the top 10 best American cars, and again, just a quick recap here. Number 10, the Chrysler 300 SRT 8, followed by number 9, the SRX from Cadillac. The Ford Taurus Show took 8th place. The regular Chrysler 300, 7th. Number 6, the CTS-V from Cadillac, and that's what we were talking about before the break. Coupe and sedan and, believe it or not, wagon, and this has got an amazing engine. The same engine that is found basically in the Corvette ZR1, the most powerful GM power plant to date. It's detuned a little bit, but still packing more than 550 horsepower, more than 550 pound-feet of torque, 6-speed manual or 6-speed automatic, optional Recaro seats. This is a really cool car and a great value for the money.
It's also a top safety pick. Of course, you get all the functionality and utility from the wagon version. If you go for the wagon version, you've got that advanced suspension that uses kind of a magnetic system inside the shock absorbers to adjust ride like instantaneously. Ride quality, Ferrari's borrowed it now and they're using it from Cadillac. So it's really an incredible package when you think about it.
Coming up to number 5 on the list is another vehicle from GM. This is the GMC Arcadia. Tell us a little bit about this vehicle.
Well, this is a good one because it basically kind of replaces the larger, you know, Tahoes and Denalis that you got from Chevy and General Motors, from GMC, because those were body-on-frame vehicles, and they're very capable for off-roading and towing, but they're really not necessary for the average family person who just wants to have a lot of space and carry a lot of people. So they've come out with this Lambda platform, as it's called, and the Acadia is kind of the more premium version of it on it, and the GMC Acadia is just this great driving vehicle that drives like a car but has the space and interior volume of a Suburban. It's a really good combination, and it scores one of the highest scores from all the cars that made in America.
And again, this was a tight contest. There's no question about it. Some of the vehicles here on the list, I mean, it's just tenths of a percentage that separates, for example, the Ford Focus from making the top 10. The SRT8 Chrysler 300 just barely beat it out.
Yeah, which is a sign of things to come, by the way. I think by next year when we do this again, we're going to see some more compact cars because we know everyone's focused on those, including the domestics. And I think you're going to see potentially one or more small cars as opposed to all these larger SUVs and sedans that are on here, which are kind of the, you know, historically the strengths of the U.S. Automakers.
Let's talk about the vehicle that takes number 4 on the list. As we talked about a little bit earlier, the Ford Flex has always been a favorite of mine. For whatever reason, you know, it's not exactly hit huge home runs sales-wise. It's done extraordinarily well in California. But here's a really cool big family mover. I mean, you can get it all-wheel drive. You can get that amazing 3.5-liter turbocharged EcoBoost engine and lots of goodies in there, including a refrigerator, Carl.
Yeah, yeah, you get all sorts of technology, not just in the drivetrain, but in the instrument cluster, you know, and in this touch screen with the MyFord Touch and the communications technology for streaming your music from your iPod or plugging it in directly with a USB cable and climate control and navigation. It's really an advanced vehicle. Plus, it just drives fabulously, and it's got lots of interior space.
Number three on the list goes to the Chevrolet Traverse, another very popular offering from the Bowtie brand.
Yeah, and this is kind of, you know, the Chevrolet version of the Acadia. It costs $3,000 less than the Acadia as far as its starting MSRP. It's not quite as maybe fancy, but it's still a big, you know, roomy SUV-like vehicle, but on a car platform, so it drives more like a car and drives very well.
Let's talk about the number two, the silver winner here, and this is from Buick, and Buick is a brand that's definitely going through a renaissance. When you look at some of the offerings that they've put out recently with the Regal with its turbocharged power plant and manual transmission, I mean, this is not the Buick brand of 5 or 10 years ago, and certainly this vehicle, which took number two on the best American car list, has won a lot of accolades.
It really has, and it's got some excellent features, whether it's the roominess inside, the big sedan, it's the exterior styling, very compelling. I think personally the most compelling part about it, though, is the drivetrain, in that you can get that e-assist system that General Motors is going to start rolling out. It's going to also be in their Malibu that's coming out soon. And it basically is a kind of smaller hybrid system that costs very little and adds very little weight and takes up very little space, but absolutely punches up the fuel economy. And this car's got a 29 combined rating for fuel economy, which for this category is extremely good for a car that's that big and roomy and luxurious inside.
And now we're up to the big moment here. The number one vehicle on the total car score list of the 10 best American cars for 2012. It got a final total car score of 86.49. And Carl, what is the winner?
It's the Cadillac CTS, the non-performance version, just the basic CTS. A fabulous car.
Absolutely fabulous, and you can have it in coupe form, sedan form, great engines, great package. Thank you, Carl. We'll have you back with us real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
Everybody, check out TotalCarScore.com. They're on Facebook as well. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. On the road again. I'm on the road.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
so you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. We were scheduled in this segment to be joined by Corky Coker, the gentleman behind Coker Tire and also the owner of The Great Race. It's officially called Hemmings Motor News Great Race, presented by Hagerty. It began in Traverse City, Michigan on June 23rd, and it's, I believe, wrapping up. Let's take a look at the calendar here. This, I was relying on Corky to give us the absolute latest inside scoop on this. But just to tell you a little background on this race, it's kind of a cool story. The Great Race was started back in 1983. It's had several owners over the years and takes its name from a movie in 1965, which was called The Great Race. It starred Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, Natalie Wood, and Peter Falk. The movie is a comedy based on a real-life 1908 automobile race from New York to Paris. So how do you like that? And back in 2004, Tony Curtis actually made an appearance on the Great Race Tour and rode in his car from the movie, which was called the Leslie Special. But they started in Traverse City. We have visited with the folks along the way, and it's been a great success. I know that. They started in Upper Michigan, went into Canada, came back down into Ohio, and then made their way back into Michigan. And I believe they are wrapping things up right now, at just about as we speak. It's concluding, and I am right. It is concluding as we speak, and it's concluding at a really cool place. If you've never been to this place, you should definitely check it out. It's called the Henry Ford, and it's also associated with another property there in Dearborn, Michigan, called Greenfield Village. It's owned by the Ford family, the Ford Motor Company family, but you go into the Henry Ford Museum, it's not just all Ford cars. It's basically a history of America. I mean, they've got full-size locomotives in there. They've got setups of different decades, like what a kitchen looked like in 1920, what a kitchen looked like in 1940, what a kitchen looked like in 1950, 1970, 1980, and what a kitchen looks like today, and, you know, all the different inventions. It's really about American ingenuity. So I would definitely recommend you checking that out. So we'll have to find out during the week, and maybe next week on the broadcast we'll get a little recap. There were over 100 classic vehicles participating from, I believe, 1909 to 1969. And I imagine there were a few breakdowns along the way, no doubt about that. And we can't get a hold of either Corky Coker or another representative from the race. I know they're having a big, lavish event there at the Henry Ford. And I believe Edsel Ford is actually going to be the guy presenting the trophies at this year's event. So no wonder they can't step aside for a few moments to join us here on Auto World. But meanwhile, we're going to throw out another trivia question, and I've got lots more cool stuff to talk about here on the broadcast. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, and we'll throw out another trivia question about a not-so-beloved Ford. It was actually not a Ford product. It was a Korean product that was brought in and sold with a Ford name on it. It was called... What is the name of this Ford product? It was sold in the late 1980s. It begins with the letter A. 80s, late 80s, early 90s. That's what I believe. The Korean vehicle that Ford rebadged, an economy vehicle. I almost gave the whole thing away, so we'll keep it out there for a few minutes. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. While I have a moment, I want to thank all of our great advertisers here on Auto World. We want to salute everybody who supports this radio program, because it takes money to run a radio program, and it takes sponsorship, and in today's world, sponsor money is becoming tighter and tighter in the radio world as there's more competition. You stop and think about it. Today, there's advertising everywhere. If you go to the airport, you know, and you're checking in security, they've got ads on the bottom of the little bins that you put your stuff in as you go through security. Who would believe that? You get on a plane and you fold down that little cheesy table that they have on the airplanes and coach, and quite often there's an ad there. I mean, many events are now just like that great event, great race event. Look at it's Hemmings Motor News presents the Great Race, you know, sponsored by Hagerty. There's two sponsors right there in the title. You look at professional sports, you know, and stadiums are named after big corporate entities. So it's very important for you to support all of the local sponsors who support this radio station that you're listening to right now, as well as all of the sponsors that support this radio show on the GCN radio network, because we're doing our best to provide you with great content at no cost to you. So do us a favor and support our sponsors. Some of our great sponsors here on Auto World include the folks at Reliable Carriers. This is the best company in the country as far as I'm concerned. If you're relocating from one side of the country to another and want to transport your cars that way via a enclosed cargo carrier that's made exclusively for vehicles, or if you're transporting your vehicle to auction for sale, or if you bought a vehicle at auction and you want to bring it back home, Reliable Carriers has been doing it for more than 50 years, and no company does it better. Their website is reliable-carriers.com. Also want to salute the folks at 21st Century Insurance, and you can log on to autoworldradio.com and just click on these banners. They provide really cheap auto insurance, so check that one out. Autogeek.com, of course, the ultimate motoring community for auto geeks. Wash Drops, which recently picked up the Auto World Green Product Award, the first ever Auto World Green Product Award, a new annual award we'll do here on the show. So check out those sponsors and be sure, again, to support the sponsors on your local station as well as the sponsors here on this show and on the GCN Radio Network, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Once again, throw out that trivia question. It's a little confusing already. People are emailing. They don't know what I'm talking about. This was a Korean vehicle that Ford brought in to fight off some real inexpensive vehicles. I think its base sticker price was around $9,900 when it came in the late 80s. It begins with the letter A. Dial us up. Put us out of our misery here at 855-660-4261. Otherwise, I'm tempted to give away the answer to this question and move on to another one. But for right now, we'll keep it out there at least for the next few minutes. Let me tell you about some other cool things that have been happening in the realm of automotive news. And I personally love a lot of these lists. If you were with us in a previous hour of the broadcast, I ran down a list that CNN put together, the coolest cars under $18,000. Now, Consumer Reports, and they're on our broadcast here quite often, also kind of taking a page like our friend Carl Brower from TotalCarScore.com. They came up with a list of the top picks served up American style. So we're going to talk about these top picks of American vehicles from Consumer Reports on the other side. And the answer to the trivia question is the Ford Aspire, a vehicle we can all forget. On the other side, more of Auto World. Don't go away.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Want to salute a number of our great affiliate stations, including KPAM, the mighty 860 in Portland, Oregon. We so appreciate you being a part of the Auto World family. We also want to say hello to everybody in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania, listening on WEEO 103.7 FM, another great station. Got to say hello to my good buddy, Jose Pino, who is an amazing radio guy, a good friend and owner of WXMR 100.7 FM in Plattsburgh, Vermont. Those are just a few of the many great stations that are running us. And also, while I'm at it, well, I'll say hello to everybody in Kewanee, Illinois, listening on WKEI AM and FM, and everybody, of course, listening on Newstalk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Quick trivia question out there. Let's throw it out there right now. Which was the first of the Japanese luxury brands to sell vehicles here in North America? Was it Hyundai? Was it Hyundai? Hyundai's a Korean brand. Was it Lexus? Was it Acura? Or was it Infiniti? Give us a call on our toll-free line or email us up at bob@boblongradio.com. Well, it's kind of 4th of July week, so Consumer Reports has put together a pick of some of the top American vehicles, and they've done it by different categories, just like Carl Brower in the earlier part of this hour gave us a list of his opinion, his score, tabulations of the 10 best American cars. Consumer Reports, who contribute regularly to this broadcast, they have come up with different winners, and I'm going to give you the American top picks as well as the overall 2012 top picks. In the small car category, no American vehicle makes the grade, but in the small car 2012 top picks, Subaru's Impreza gets the nod. Family sedan, the Ford Fusion Hybrid, the outgoing Ford Fusion Hybrid for 2012. That's the American top pick. The overall 2012 top pick is the Toyota Camry Hybrid. Affordable family sedan, the Ford Fusion, once again, the four-cylinder variant. The overall 2012 top pick goes to the Hyundai Sonata. Sports sedan, the American top pick goes to the Cadillac CTS. The overall 2012 top pick goes to the Hyundai G25 and 35 series. Small SUV, the Chevrolet Equinox and GMC Terrain takes the American top pick, and the overall 2012 top pick goes to the Toyota RAV4. Family SUV goes to the Jeep Grand Cherokee. 2012 top pick overall from Consumer Reports go to the Toyota Highlander. Family hauler, that's an interesting category name. The Chevrolet Traverse is the American top pick. The overall 2012 Consumer Reports top pick goes to the Toyota Sienna. My father-in-law will be happy because he owns one of those and he would rather have it than an Aston Martin. Don't ask me why, but he would. A pickup truck. What is the best American pickup truck according to American-wise, according to Consumer Reports? It's the Chevrolet Avalanche, which is going out of business, so to speak, after 2012. So if you want one, get one now. And the overall top pick, believe it or not, is the Chevrolet Avalanche as well. The category of sporty car, the American top pick is the Ford Mustang, which you can get in many different guises, V6, V8, GT, Boss 302, and the killer one, if you like drag racing, the Shelby GT500. That's the top pick. What's the overall Consumer Reports top pick for 2012? It is the Ford Mustang as well. Green car, American top pick, according to Consumer Reports, is the Chevrolet Volt. The plug-in range extender vehicle that combines an electric generator and an electric motor with a gasoline engine that powers that electric generator and motor. It's always in electric configuration. It is not ever in gasoline form, so to speak. That's the American top pick, according to Consumer Reports. And on the 2012 overall top pick, it goes to the Toyota Prius. We got the trivia question out there about the first one of many Japanese luxury brands to come on board here in the United States, all during the decade of the 1980s. Which one was the first brand to come on board? Give us a call on our toll-free line as Matt is standing by, ready to take your call at 855-660-4261. Was it Acura? Was it Lexus? Was it Infiniti? Which one of these brands came out first? Was it Acura? Was it Lexus or was it Infiniti? 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. We got lots of things happening on the agenda next week on the broadcast, and we're going to have an interesting story. A very well-known female automotive journalist recently relocated from my neck of the woods, from New England, to California. And she did so all by herself in a U-Haul, and she's documented it, and she's going to come on board on next week's broadcast to tell us all about this journey as a single woman driving alone with all of her stuff from Rhode Island all the way to California and all the adventures that she encountered along the way. So that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about on next week's broadcast. Also, coming up soon on the broadcast, we're going to be focusing on the life of Carol Shelby. We lost Carol Shelby back in May, and there's a wonderful book that's been reissued. It's the only official autobiography of Carol, and really tells the story of Carol. And I have some incredible sound bites that I've just got to find the time to put together here for my interviews over the years with Carol. One that really stands out in my mind, you know, when you think of Carol Shelby, you think of many things, all the vehicles that he produced, but he was a great race car driver. You know, he was a world champion race car driver, and it was a congenital heart defect that stopped him from being, you know, an even greater driver. But in his day, In the 1950s, he was as good as Fangio, who is considered one of the greatest racing car drivers of all time. But during his last race, where he won the world championship for Aston Martin in 1959, during the race, he was taking nitroglycerin pills to, kind of starve off the heart pain he was having. And the other thing that really stood out when I interviewed Carroll a number of years back is, he grew up the son of a mail carrier in Texas, and he used to ride with his dad when he was a very little boy on his dad's very rural mail route. And I have a soundbite of Carroll describing, what he used to say to his dad. He would say, "Go faster, Daddy. Go faster, Daddy." And this was, Carroll Shelby at 4 or 5 years of age, riding along with his dad delivering mail in rural Texas. So we're going to see if we can mix some of those sound bites in with an interview with the author who resides in England of this only certified autobiography by Carroll Shelby on the life of Carroll Shelby, one of the great losses that we've had here in 2012. Well, we've had a number of guesses here, and it looks like we finally have a winner. Yes, and it's come in by email, and it's come in from Decatur, Alabama, and we want to thank very much for Billy Ray in Decatur, Alabama, who came up with the answer to the question about which of these Japanese luxury brands came out first. Was it Acura? Was it Infiniti? Was it Lexus? Which one? It was indeed Acura, which was the high-end brand of Honda, still is. And Acura right now is going through a little bit of a renaissance. They're bringing back their halo vehicle. They spent a gazillion dollars on that Super Bowl ad, if you saw it, with Jerry Seinfeld and Jay Leno about the return of the NSX Supe sports car. But we're going to see lots from the Acura brand as they try and gain back their once long-lost luster. This is Auto World. It will do it for this hour of the program. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.